Early morning, bird songs, and the first gray light from the east awoke Fred the Dumpster Man. That is, it caused him to be aroused from a state of consciousness that closely approximated sleep. He sat up in his grimy bedroll and stretched his arms, his hands touching the funky, tattered canvas of his lean-to shelter. Morning in El Paso, Texas, was certainly a pretty sight, even to an old homeless tramp who had lived outdoors for many years. The desert is somehow cleaner and the air more transparent, even in a big city like El Paso. When the sun comes up in the desert, it doesn't simply rise. It first announces its arrival with the mystical gray light that seems to shine around the sphere of the earth and up into the vast dark depth of space, dimly lighting the envelope of the atmosphere with a phosphorescent white glow. Then that cylinder of light begins to slowly rotate westward, shrinking toward the western horizon, expanding to the east and overhead. The eastern horizon begins to glow with deep reds and then oranges. If clouds are present, they soon glitter like pure gold. And after an eternity of expectation, the great star finally breaks the horizon, shooting bolts of light like the rays of theatrical spotlights, multiplied millions of orders of magnitude, straight overhead into the void beyond sight. One can almost hear the heavenly choir and symphony that accompanies the sunrises depicted in movies. But in fact, as the world awakens, usually the only sounds are the songs of the birds, barks of dogs, and the smack of screen doors as people walk out to their front yards to get their newspapers. In all, Fred the Dumpster Man thought that sunrise was the high point of the day and had been as long as he could remember, which was a very long time indeed.
Breezy Cade, reading from his new novel, Walks on Wind. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment. How many pages?
Let's see. I don't know. I can't remember. About 400 and something, you know.
It's a substantial book. And it's fascinating to get to know you in such a different light, because I'm sure a lot of El Pasoans and people far beyond know Breezy Cade as a musician, an extraordinary guitarist, vocalist, songwriter. And that's how I know you, is as the musician. So this is another face of you. Have you always written?
No, actually. Well, I've always written. Most people do.
You know what I mean now.
But I started writing professionally
when
I was working for Viva El Paso back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me to write some pieces for the program.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, that was like a newspaper. It had articles, but the articles were all about the history of El Paso. And so they asked me to write this one about the first Butterfield Overland Mail stagecoach that came through El Paso. I took the opportunity and did the research, and it was mighty interesting, I'll tell you.
This got you started in your fascination with writing. And something has changed, though, in that you started with an historical
yes.
article. And it's evolved into the mix that has created this book. Tell us a little bit about the plot of the book and the different elements that it contains.
I've been writing articles now since that's about 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Magazine articles on assignment, and mostly for Don Baumgart over at Pinata Publishing.
Uh-huh.
Over the years, I've been asked to write historical articles and events articles and articles about, you know, the sites and everything around El Paso. I guess at some point, all that stuff, but especially, I mean, the historical articles were the ones that really intrigued me. And so that all played in, I guess. And I can't exactly identify how that worked, but it just sort of, as I was writing the book, it just sort of all sort of went together with this sort of mystical science fiction thing.
Yeah, that's where the combination of the historical references and the science fiction fantasy elements of it. Plus, there's such a tribute to the beauty of this area involved.
Yes.
I mean, you are so wide open to life in the desert and the sights and sounds and experiences there. Where are you from originally, Breezy?
I was born in Southwestern General Hospital.
Ah, talk about a homeboy. Yes.
I was raised in Las Cruces because when I was born, the only hospital in Las Cruces was a little clinic. And so my mother came down here to have me. I was the firstborn in my family. You know, all the transitions in one's life. You know, I went to college in Albuquerque at UNM.
And you actually had some flight training.
Yes.
At some point in time. Were you ever pilot?
I got my commercial fixed-wing license, and then I got a helicopter license also.
What were you planning to do with your...
I was planning to fly charters and things like that. But, you know, it's easier said than done. I would say, really, that the primary reason that I learned to fly was because it was just a challenge.
Yeah, it was there, so you had to climb
it. Yeah, you know. And everybody said I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's the one. They threw down the gauntlet. You're also, you do bookkeeping.
I sang at the Great American for 32 years, Great American.
Yeah, that's where I first discovered you, was singing at the Great American, and you have these amazing guitars, and you know how to use them. So,
and then I sort of transitioned into working there. I was their human resources manager for about 15 years.
Oh, I see.
But I also was still singing there.
Okay.
I did some bookkeeping for them, not that much. And now I do a small bookkeeping job at the Pershing Inn, which is a pretty nice little cantina down there on Pershing Street.
So you have all these different angles to your life. It's so interesting the way you have all these different talents that have come together, the pieces of the pie, and it's kind of like the book that's an interesting quilt of who Breezy really is. Is this your first novel?
That's my first novel, yes.
What other works besides the published articles have you done?
I have probably a book's worth of short stories.
Ah.
I'm working right now on a sort of a memoir called Polio.
Ah.
At least that's the working title.
Explain to our listeners why that would be your title.
Well, I had polio when I was young. And I had a whole lot of rehabilitative surgery. And so I spent about 5 years in a hospital up in Truth
At
and
what
Consequences.
Age?
In my teenage years.
Ah, in teens. Okay.
Yeah. At some point I thought, well, maybe I'll write this. And then I started writing it down and I realized I couldn't write it.
Why?
Well, I can only write it in small bits and pieces because the emotions of it all start welling up. So I'm I'm about 10 chapters in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just going to be like maybe a short story. But
it starts unfolding, I would guess. Yeah. It's like origami. You start realizing, wow, there's a lot packed in there. That
I think that's what writing is about, Monica. None of us really understand how much we actually have packed into our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really unlock it until we start doing a process that unlocks it. And writing is one of those processes.
Do you find it distressing or cathartic or both?
Both of those.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything else, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Exhilarating at times to write.
It's a very saturating experience.
Sure.
Yeah. So do you think you will actually complete that work?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous.
And I'm also writing a prequel to this.
Ah, excellent.
Right
to Walks on Wind.
Mm-hmm. And the working title on that one is Juan the Hobo.
Juan the Hobo.
Who is one of the characters.
Now, where can we find Walks on Wind?
Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's available in the paperback version and also for Kindle.
All right.
You can order it from any bookseller and have them search by my name because, you know, you search for Walks on Wind.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that has a keyword of walk or walks or wind or anything else comes
Whereas up. Breezy Cade, it's going to be fairly easy to track you down. I really congratulate you on this. It's a very entertaining read, very worthwhile, and it just gives a fascinating perspective on our desert in a unique way. The Breezy Cade way. My guest today, Breezy Cade. Are you still performing, by the way?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
I'm fortunate to be singing at Artivino's Desert Crossing.
Lovely.
And I get one or two nights a month out there, and I sang on Saturday night.
Beautiful.
And it's just a beautiful place to sing.
It is. It is. Well, I'm glad that you're still making music. And now you're an author, too. So congratulations again to Breezy Cade. Walks on Wind is the title of the book, and again, available through Amazon.com in paperback or for Kindle, or you can order it from any bookseller. Easy way to search it is by Breezy Cade. Thanks, Breezy.
Thank you, Monica.